right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, and I know there hasn't been a lot going on since mid-March because of the stupid COVID-19 thing. So kids are forced to come up with things on their own, and everybody out there listening, I say amen to that. Thank goodness kids are organizing and playing basketball on their own, and two kids at Mercer County High School are doing that, Maddie Finch and Bella Cuellar. So, Maddie Finch, first up, tell us a little bit about the idea behind this.
Well, I was just brainstorming, thinking about how we could play basketball and have fun with it and get everyone included. And I was talking and figured that we might as well include every girl in the community. And we reached out, and those who thought it'd be fun, we made a group chat on Snapchat, and we just pick a day that everyone, that most people can come to, and we get together at the back of the intermediate school and at that half hoop and just play pickup games.
And what the great thing about it that I understand, I heard about it from a coach at Orion who was telling me my kids come over to play in Alito. I'm like, what? So what about that, Bella Cuellar? So it's Mercer County against a bunch of area schools. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we're usually, you know, against each other in all these games, and we figured it'd be great to, you know, come together during this tough time, especially since we all love the game and we're not allowed to play it right now. So we thought it'd be good if we come together and actually be on the same team for once, you know, just to have fun and play some basketball.
So the schools that come into Alito to play against Mercer County kids, tell us some of the different schools that come into play.
We have Orion, Monmouth, Sherrard, Rockridge.
That sounds like a good league.
Yeah.
And I guess the great thing about it is, I think people will appreciate this, no referees, no coaches.
Nope.
It's the kids doing it. So thank you for doing that. So what? Just a little bit about that. I mean, people say, that's how I did it back in the 1960s. We had to get together and play our own game. So what about that?
Well, you know, we just we thought it'd be a lot of fun, and we've only done it once, but all the girls said they had a lot of fun with it, so we're looking forward to a whole summer filled with it, and it's just fun to get a ball in your hands and just play with a bunch of girls that you're used to playing against, so it's just a good change of pace for us.
Yeah, and so how did the idea, like that, how does the communication of the league work up? Just a bunch of you guys, just, what is it, a Facebook group, texting, Twitter, how does the setup work?
Yeah, so we reached out to a lot of girls around our age who we knew loved playing basketball and could make it, and we set up a group chat, and we discussed the times, usually in the morning, and asked them if they can come out, and we have good turnouts, mostly. You know, if a lot of girls can't make it, then we move it to another date, but it's over Snapchat. We just, you know, reached out.
So is it, what, like 3-on-3, 4-on-4? How does it work?
It just depends on how many girls show up. The last time we had 4-on-4, so that was good. But if we have enough for 5-on-5, that's awesome. If not, we'll just do 3-on-3, 4-on-4, 2-on-2. Just depends on how many show up.
Yeah, I guess it's awesome. So when you play together, so I get it. You know, you're all female student athletes for the love of the game and can joke around before the game. But I bet you it gets a little bit serious when you're playing, right? So for example, it's Mercer County taking on Monmouth Roseville or whatever. So you're friends before the game, but right, got to go mano a mano against them during the game, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like we know that we're friends, you know, when the scoreboard's off, but right when we get on that court, we know that the game is first and the goal is to win, and there's no hard feelings in that.
Right. So you have to call your own. You have to call your own foul. Is that how that works? Are there any big whiners on the court that play? Are you pretty honest?
Not yet.
All right. Well, that's awesome. Well, I want to really commend you guys for doing that. I think people appreciate hearing that. Not only the Mercer County kids, but the Orion, the Rockridge, the Sherrard, the Monmouth Roseville kids. Now, is there a possibility, I guess, to maybe play some road games, or maybe you go to their community? There's been talk about that.
Yeah, definitely. If like we find a good hoop in one of their towns, we'd be more than willing to go there and play instead of coming all the way to Alito, because I know, especially from like Orion, that's a pretty long drive. So, but yeah.
All right. Well, Maddie Finch, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Bella Cuellar, thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.